Tonight's shiur, Simin Shin Aleph, Se'if Chav Gimel, and Se'if Chav Dalet. Se'if Chav Gimel, Habonim HaYotzim B'Zogin, HaArugim L'Hem B'Chsusam. Boys are allowed to go out on Shabbos with little bells woven into their clothing. Perish, K'min Pa'amonim K'tanim. Zagin are small Pa'amonim, small bells. And that was a style, that they would have these miniature bells woven into their clothing. But if they're not woven in, lo, no, do not go out with them on Shabbos, just tied on. The Mosheh says, it's not enough that it's attached to the garment. Unless it's something which is normally attached to the garment. But if you're going to sew on something which isn't normally there, usher, that's carrying. Let's stop here, see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan ayin tes, harugin lahem. These bells are woven in. V'lechein lo chashina dema mifsik v'asu l'asuya. So we're not afraid that it'll break off, he'll carry it. V'afilu imhim zagin shazav, even if these little bells are gold. She'ino asui el l'bnei melochim, which are made for royalty. Gam kein lo chashina dema mechaychi elei v'asu l'asuya b'yodo. We're not going to be afraid that someone will see this kid who's not royalty wearing it, and they'll start laughing at him, as they want to take it off and carry it. We're not worried about that. Because it's woven in. It's part of the thing. You can't get it out. Sifkan pei einam arugim lo. But if they're not woven in, absolutely not. V'afilu heim kishurim la'akasus. Even if you tie them on to the garment. V'kolshkin bezug shebet savarod ha'asus. And certainly, to put a chain around his neck with a bell on it, with the yasser. T'chashin adul mifsik me'akasus. We're afraid if it's tied onto the garment, it'll get untied, omit savaro, or it'll come off his neck, v'asila asuye, and he'll come and carry it. V'kolshkein in heim shel zav, and especially if it's gold, t'chashin adil mechai chilek, they might take a laugh at him, because you're not royalty, what are you wearing it? Lachzikul kiyoro, they'll look at him like, this is foolish. Who do you think you are to wear this thing? They know asiyal ashirim, it's made for ashirim, even though before it says b'nei malachim, it's the same thing, for the wealthy, for the royalty. What are you wearing it for? He'll take it off and carry it. So this is an example where you can't wear it because we're afraid the gezeirah may come to carry. Tosfos writes in the name of Rival, even little children who are not wealthy, they may not go on a Shabbos with this golden bell that's not woven into the garment, or a talib etzever, or if he's wearing it around his neck, because we're afraid people will laugh. Now the kid doesn't know the difference, but Mishnah Berurah says it's impossible the father won't hear about it. So the father will take it to hold. He'll end up carrying 4 amos and that's why it cannot be worn, no matter what the age of the person wearing them. If it's not woven in, heavy maganavam beli rabba. This is brought by maganavam and eli rabba. Sifkan pe aleph. Dramor says that which you attach to the garment, and since it's attached to the garment, there's no problem of wearing it. It's not carrying. Is only things that are normally worn like that. Sifkan pe afak bedav v'chulu. Only something that is normal to go out. The hainik gonzug like this bell. In those days, this was common in their clothing to have these adornments of these bells. Therefore, it's permitted with the case when it's woven because it was normal to wear. They didn't make a gezerah, don't wear it when it's woven because sometimes you wear it when it isn't woven. Since it adorns the garment, the Chum did not require him to ruin it, to remove it, and make it look not nice by taking it off. But if it's something which isn't normally attached, it's awesome. Even though it's attached, they were geyser when it's attached because of the case when it's not attached. Look at the Mordechai, he concludes. The after the bechlal masuhud, perhaps it's a full-fledged burden. The chiyav chatas nami yesh b'zeres, even a chiyav chatas. The eno batel gabi a beggar, it's not subordinate to the garment. Kivan she'ein darko b'kach, since it's not normal. V'chein mashma b'tshuvas harashba, shubeis oisif, and so is implied in tshuvas harashba, shkol dovish en sarach lahabeged v'ein tashal beged, something which is not needed by the garment and isn't used with the garment, einu batel gabi beged, is not part of the garment. V'ayu ke'ilu motzin levado b'lo beged v'chayev. It's as if he's carrying it without the beged at all, and he's chayev. So Mishnah Berurah brings two possibilities. When the Mishnah says that if it's not the derech, then it's aser even if it's attached. Either it's an isra bonon, a gezeira mechuber or to ena mechuber, that even though you attach it, it's aser midrabonon because you may end up taking it without being attached. And then he brings a mahalach and there's some yishonim that might be nisra diraisa. Even though it's attached, since it has nothing to do with the garment, it becomes a burden, even though it's attached. Now, if you look at Be'er Locha, goes back to the previous page, Shadak Olius Mechuber, Be'er Locha says, things that are normal to be attached on mutter, Valken Mutlet says, Bekisin Hatzfuam Bebeged. This is why you can go out on Shabbos with a jacket or trousers that have pockets sewn into the garment, because that's normal to be attached to the garment. V'chein Be'kaptur, the same is true of a hood, Shetoli Bebeged, that's hanging on the jacket, Shemechase Rosho, B'shasek Tov, you put it over your head when it rains. Since that's normal to be on the jacket, then it's not considered carrying when it's attached to the jacket. Things that are considered the normal things to be part of the material, part of the piece of clothing, when it's sewed on, we don't worry about carrying, even if you're not using it. It's not like I'm carrying or have pockets with nothing in the pockets. It's normal to have pockets, and the pockets are sewn in to the material. And the same is to the hood.
Now the hoods are zippered.
So then he asks the note, so what about if the hood's zippered or buttoned in? So he says, as long as it's a firmly attached. If it's firmly attached, it's no different than being sewn in, and it's not a problem of carrying. As long as, yeah, you do wear a hat. As long as it's a firmly attached hood, so then lahalacha, that's not a problem of carrying. So when it gets to labels and things that are attached to the garment that we didn't take off a label, he discusses the shatnez
label,
tag, the tag that's shatnez free. Could we have cleaning instructions sewn in? It says all these things are considered normal and it's not considered canon.
The extra button?
They're all bought to the beged. Now the reserve button is taka shaila, and there are different opinions about the extra button. There are some poskim who hold it's carrying because there's no shaychus to the beged. What are you doing? There's no shaychus. Others say it's only a problem when I need it. If I don't need it, so then it's just nothing. It's just a garnish. I couldn't care less if it's there or not there. If you don't care about it, then it's just not considered carrying. But if you taka lost the button and I want to use that button, so then there are poskim who say that that would be a problem because now it has chashivas to you and you're carrying it because it's not doing anything. The Ramah continues. The Osan Igulim Yerukim Shagazu Hamalchus Shakol Yehudi Yiso Echem Hemiksuso. Now those round yellow circles that the government decrees that Jews have to have on their clothing when they walk the streets. Mutul Tseisbehen, it is mutul to go out on Shabbos with that sign, that yellow ring. Afilu Eno Tafa Biksuso, even if it's not sewn into the garment, rak mechuber sham katsas, just attached, maybe with a pin, and you can go out with that. V'chein mutl tzeis mit pachas sham ekancha bo ha'af, you can also go out with a handkerchief, shekarin pitzuliyot, im mechuber l'ksus, if it was attached to his garment. V'hod demutl tzeis bezogin ha'arugim, that which we said earlier, that you can go out with the bells that are woven in, Davka she'ein behem in, but it's only if there's no clapper. Ve'mashmi'en kol. It can't make any noise. It can't be that the bell rings when you're walking. It's a silent. There's nothing inside to knock into the bell. Mishnah Berurah Sefkan Pei Gimel. Mutter lotseis pohen. When the government decrees that the Jews have to wear a yellow emblem on their clothing, they're allowed to go out with it. The choshev malbush is considered their clothing. Kiyon Shaderech, let's say, spoke Chamei Shavuot, since they wear it every day of the week. There's no gezeira. Maybe he'd be embarrassed to take it off and carry it. Shemus Machasalov, he's afraid of the government. He'll get fined, punished, imprisoned, whatever it is, the penalties. He won't touch it. Gamla chashin adol mifsik va'asas, who are also not afraid, it'll come off and I'll carry it. Come up with zagim, she'enim arugim, like we are afraid, if there was a bell that's not woven in. She'en zechashu, because it's not like it's expensive. So he'll get another one. He's not going to carry it. Sivkan peidald. Imuchurba v'chulu, if I take a handkerchief and attach it to the garment, that's okay. Kan be'in and she'ebim be'od yoim, tougher heitim luxus. In this case, it's necessary that before Shabbos starts, you sew it well into the garment. Al klaponim she'et tafur b'shneich tekifah, so at least a minimum sewing with two stitches. Da'az havi k'mo arig achad, then it's the equivalent of being woven together, v'chanal b'reishif, like we looked at the beginning of the paragraph. Dilav hachkas, if not, chayshin adil mifzik v'asilas, we were afraid it'll become detached, and they'll carry it, k'mo b'zogon, like we were afraid with the bells. Even though this handkerchief is not a garment, it's not an adornment. Still, we don't look at it like a burden. Because it was normal in those days to do that, to sew it into their clothing. Therefore, it becomes subordinate to the garment. Well, if he's according to this, today's times, no one takes a handkerchief and sews it into the clothing. Lo batel hu l'gabei beged. It will not become subordinate to the garment. But also, it's forbidden. Chen kasa b'sefer zichur toras Moshe, so the chayot demaris in zichur toras Moshe, u b'sefer mata osher. V'yesha kasa with some right, l'fisha patzelet, hu dar v'shein u'choshev, since the handkerchief is not significant, batel hu l'gabei eksus k'shetafabo. So it becomes subordinate to the garment since it's unimportant. If you tie it onto the garment or tie it onto a belt, even if you tie it on a tight permanent knot before Shabbos, it's also also to go out with that, because it's not like you're using the handkerchief as part of the belt. You just hang on to it. That's no good. If someone wanted his handkerchief on Shabbos and did not sew it into his clothing before Shabbos, there's no allowance on Shabbos to use it as a belt on its own. He has a belt without it. Also, a belt on top of another is no good. It's also. Come on, as we'll see in Siflan Vov. What you could do is tie the handkerchief to the end of the belt with a bow, so it's like a long belt, and then you tie it up and use it when you go in the street. There are other achronim say no, that doesn't work. They hold that if you just tie a bow, that doesn't work. It has to be a casual kiyom. It has to be a permanent knot. If it's not a permanent tight knot, it doesn't help. If you want to do this eitzah, to extend your belt with a handkerchief, make sure to do it before Shabbos. And make sure you tie it with a permanent knot at the top of the belt, to make it into a big, long belt to use on Shabbos. So this is a problem that's been discussed for a long time. How do you go out on Shabbos with a handkerchief? And we hold there's no eitzah to sew it into your sleeve or into your garment. The only eitzah Mishnah Berurah comes up with is maybe make your belt a little longer with it. The notes bring the eitzah that people put around their neck like a scarf. And he says maybe, you know, it's an eitzah in the summer to absorb perspiration, in the winter to keep you warm. The Chuvus Earl at Sion says, "Ein nira shadei kriuchas amat pachat savat savor nechshev kamabash." It's a very unlikely way to create a garment. He doesn't like that, but there are people who do that. Sifkan pehe lichsus. If it's attached to the garment, you can go out with this handkerchief. Dafk lichsus is only if you attach it to the garment. Al natafaro lachagora einu mo'il, doesn't help to attach it to your belt. Deinu botel gabe chagora. Again, we said before, it does not become subordinate to the belt, elam ken yitperenu berosh hachagoyra, unless you tie it to the end of the belt, v'yachgar atzmabon, use it to tie yourself up, the chanag said before. V'ayin l'kamam b'sif l'amvov, l'amit zayin, mashik sav, the Mishnah Berurah, min yizef, you see later on, sif l'amvov, l'amit zayin, what we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah concerning this. Siv Chav Dalet, Yotzim b'minei asavim, shekoshin osam b'kasharim, v'tolin osam b'refuah. It is mutter on Shabbos to go out in the street wearing around your neck this amulet, essentially, that's tied up with various herbs inside, and they would wear this hang around their neck as a therapeutic thing. It's a therapy, it's a refuah. Mishnah Berurah says, Kohen Pevav, Shekoshna Sam B'Kesharim, they would tie it up. Duhugam Kein Bechlal Kameya Mumcha, this is included in the world of a amulet that has been proven to work. Kedis L'Kamon B'Siv Chafei, we'll see shortly in Siv Chafei. The Echad Kameya Shel Ksav, whether the amulet has something written on it, Vech Kameya Shel Ikrin, or whether it has roots in it. For the person who's ill, this is a piece of jewelry, like his clothing. We'll explain later in Sif Chafei how do you get the status of a proven amulet that is effective. The notes bring the Shaila concerning going out on Shabbos with retainers. And Shlomo Zalman said, it's your Kameya. The same way you can go out with a Kameya, you can go out with your retainers. The retainers serve a purpose, they help you. There are others, he says, disagrees, but Lamaisa, he held that the retainer is no different than a kamei and works. I would say a modern application of kamei is a reflector. A reflector is not jewelry. A reflector is not a regular garment in the sense of the word, but it works. It's a proven kamei. It works. So it should have the status of Kamei HaMumcha. The poskim say you can wear a reflector on Shabbos even without an Erev. It's not Kerig. It's not Kerig. It's Kamei HaMumcha. It keeps the person safe.